Hi, is this, let me just see, Gina?
Yes, hi.
Hi, my name is Shira from Family First Care, LLC. I see that you spoke to my colleague, Shainzel.
Excuse me? What?
I'm sorry, did you just speak to my colleague? She just transferred
yes,
you over to me.
Yeah. So, like I said, you have some questions?
Okay, well, let me know. I'm here to help you. My job is to walk you through the enrollment process if you're interested into this, interested to go to the program. My job is to help you out. Any questions or concerns that you may have, I'm here to walk you through them. And tell me, what is it that I can help you with today?
Just want to know if my mom is entitled to have home care at any time or medical assistance.
Okay, let me see. How old is your mom?
82.
Okay, and does she have Medicaid?
No, she does not.
Okay, does she have Medicare?
Yes.
Okay.
At the moment, she has Blue Cross and Blue Shield, but it's not working out for her.
Okay. So there's things that we can do. Number one, does she get Social Security?
Yes.
Okay. Does she make more or less than $2,800 a month?
More. She makes $1,302.
So that's less.
Yeah, $1,302. Yeah, less.
Okay. Okay. Let me just see here. Does she have any independence in the house?
No.
Okay. Does she own a car or her house?
No.
Is she married?
No, she's a widow.
Okay. Let me just see here. Went through that. She doesn't own any property or anything?
No.
Okay. Trying to think what else I can help you out with, what else I can do to gauge to see if she would be eligible or not. What is the reason that you're looking into getting the services for her?
Well, I've been her caretaker for about 6 or 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting to the point where, you know, I'm getting older and I need some time away to take care of myself.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like someone to come into the house to be with her, to keep her safe, and maybe, you know, guide me with the shower and keep her safe and maybe stay with her while I'm not here and, you know, give me some pointers. She's an insulin diabetic, so sometimes, I mean, she does see a nephrologist and a kidney doctor, so sometimes I'm not sure about, you know, the right amount of insulin to give her.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, pointers. I was told that I could get paid to be her caretaker.
Yes.
So I don't know if that's an issue. And I don't know if she qualifies for anybody to stay with her while I'm, you know, going to the doctors and
stuff like that. So let me tell you what this service is exactly so you understand. And what I feel from my understanding, what I would advise you to do, okay? Number one, this service was created so people like your mom don't get stuck in a rehab or a nursing home. They're able to choose somebody they know to take care of them, and the state goes, we'll pay you for that. We'll pay you for taking care of whoever it is. So the caregiver gets paid for helping out their family member, all right? Now, in regards to you getting paid, you would get paid if you were the one being the caregiver. If you would want somebody else to be the caregiver, what sometimes we can do is after she's approved the hours, you could split the hours. So let's say she's approved for 20 hours, maybe one caregiver, you'll get 10 hours and she'll get 10 hours. I'm just throwing out a random number. It doesn't mean that's too much, you know. So that's just one thing, okay? Now, in order, I personally think that you have a good case here. I mean to say, I would advise us to try and enroll into the program. I want to tell you a little bit of what it consists of and what you would be getting yourself into if we would begin. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So number one, the process, because everybody wants their family to be their caregiver, right? The county created a sifting process that looks like a series of assessments, and then they request financial information, okay?
Right.
Now, financial information is pretty important, but that's going to be at the end. I won't go into it so much. I don't want to give you too much information. So let's start with the assessment. She has to have an assessment with the broker office. The broker office will then request a doctor's note. Now, once that note is sent in, another institution, Area and Aging, will call you, and they're going to give her another assessment. After those assessments are completed, the broker will determine if she's medically eligible. All that information gets sent to the county. The county then requests financial information from you. From your mom. They need it from your mom. Once they've approved her financially, they ask you to choose an insurance. Actually, the broker will come down and ask you to choose an insurance. I'll give you four options that you can choose from. We do recommend UPMC, but that's up to you ultimately. Okay?
What's it? PMC?
UPMC. So it's Umbrella, Patrick, Maddie, Charlie.
Okay.
UPMC. All right?
All right. Mm-hmm.
Now, so that's all one of that, okay? I'm trying to think what else. Okay, so once that's completed, once she's financially approved, the insurance that you chose will send out a service coordinator. They will provide an assessment for you and determine how many hours you are approved. She is approved. Once she is approved hours, they create something called an authorization. That authorization gets sent to this agency that you're talking to right now, and we can start paying you. That's what it allows us to do. It legally allows us to pay you. Okay?
Okay. Right.
Do you have any questions on any of what I just said?
Yeah. Now, my mother financially has a pension and some savings. So what is she allowed to have?
Good question.
To qualify for the program.
Does she have more than $8,000 in her savings account?
Yes.
Okay. So, let me see here. If she has more than $8,000, it may be an issue. But let me see. Let me talk to my supervisor for a second. If you give me 1 second, I put you on a brief hold. I can find out for you what we can do. Okay.
Okay. Right.
All right. Hold tight. 1 second. All right, so I'm not sure. Here's what I will tell you. Because it's over $8,000, because it's over $8,000, the county probably, and the pension, the county probably won't approve her. Okay, now as the agency, because the agency doesn't want to take responsibility, means to say we don't want to make you go through the whole process, and then the county's going to say, listen, you have over that much, we can't approve it, then, that's the situation. But what I would say is if you call the county and ask them firsthand, explain the situation, then, maybe I'm interested to hear what they have to say. I would also advise, That's basically the main point. Talk to them, okay. See what they have to say. But I'm sorry about that. That's the only
now,
thing that
holds
back.
Now, is the 7,000 in the pension and the 8,000 in the savings a total, or is that two separate?
Well, it can't be over 8,000 in savings.
Combined.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I gotcha.
All right.
So it's gonna be desolate. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Alrighty.
I gotcha. All right. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.